future. We're talking real money.
Welcome once again to the only show you should ever listen to about money, because I honestly wish I could recommend some other show, but I can't. I cannot think of a single one. And I've listened to a lot of financial talk shows.
Paul Merriman's podcast.
A lot of them. No, I meant shows, like radio
broadcast
shows. Broadcast.
Show. Yeah.
Broadcast. Yeah, podcast. Paul's got a great podcast. Yeah. Paul Merriman. Yeah. But can you think of any others? Dave Ramsey gives terrible investing advice.
Sounding like the Eisenhower-Nixon thing. Yeah, Nixon's been a great vice president. Just give me a couple of days to think about something he's done.
You are old.
Yeah, I am.
You are really old. If you remember...
I was not at that news conference, by the way, just for the record.
That's a good thing. Okay.
It just reminded me of that. Yeah, I'd have to think about it.
Bob Brinker, he gives market timing advice.
I know, and he's...
Rick Edelman...
What about the gal who was on CBS?
Jill Schlesinger?
Jill Schlesinger.
She doesn't give a lot of investing advice. Okay. It's more personal finance.
Okay, but it would kind of fit.
Yeah. I like Jill. Give you that. Mm. Like Gene Chatsky, but hers is, again,
podcast.
It's more personal finance.
Well, and she's not on broadcast, I don't think. I don't think so.
Jordan Goodman.
Oh, please. Jordan, I don't know what to say, because when Ron Lieber calls, anyway, that's like 60 minutes showing up at your doorstep.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Not a good sign.
We get a call. Hi, this is Ron Lieber at the New York Times.
Not good.
Whoa, Ron, how are you? Love your work.
Hope we're not on that list.
He goes, can you tell me a little about Jordan Goodman? And I went, a little? I can tell you a lot.
Gosh. Jordan,
yeah,
don't know what to say.
Ron told me that Jordan has multiple lawsuits against him around the country for millions and millions of dollars.
Recommending this investment, yeah, the Woodbridge thing.
He's done. Yeah. Jordan Goodman. Go back. We have go to talkingrealmoney.com, and you can listen to these podcasts from earlier in the year. A couple of them where we talked about Jordan Goodman and his recommendation
Money
of a
answers,
really
man.
Bad
yeah.
real estate deal.
Mm-hmm.
And what this does is this points out the bigger issue of these idiots. And I'm sorry, Jordan was an idiot for doing this. Pushing these 11, 10, 9% yielding.
Almost guaranteed 8.
Yeah.
Almost.
Well, he has one now that was 11.
Oh, pardon me. I'll take the 11 if you don't mind.
Jeez, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Anyway, 855-935-TALK is the number. If you have a question about your money, your investments, your life, your retirement, that's one of the topics today, give us a call, and we will also send you a free copy of my book, Financial Physics, How Money and Investing Really Works, the 2018 edition, absolutely free, no obligation, no salesman will call. Did I cover that?
Yeah, you did.
All right, let's go to the phones then. Phil, welcome to Talking Real Money.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate you taking my call. I've got two questions about the required minimum distribution that I'm going to have to do this year. I turn 70 in May, and so by the end of the year, I'll be 70 and a half. First question is, can I take it any time in this year, or do I have to wait until I'm actually 79 and a half or 70? And a half, and is there a simple calculation of the percentage that I need to take out?
Yeah, the answer is yes to both, by the way. You can take it any time. The end of the year is just the deadline for you. And in terms of the calculation, it basically, and yes, you could type it. You could type in RMD calculation online and
find
it. I've
got one right now from Charles Schwab.
Because it's basically you take the amount of the account at 12/31/18. That's a number. Then they're going to the government's simply going to say, we expect you to live this number of years. You're going to have that as the denominator. I'd have to look at. But anyway, but it's very easy.
Yeah, but like this calculator, for example, it you put in the account balance, you put in the date of birth, and it actually says your requirement
is
your
blank.
Required minimum distribution is 25, 5, 50, whatever. And you can pay that any time in the year.
Yeah, and is somebody managing that money for you, or is that money you're taking care of yourself?
It's managed. I've got it in an annuity.
Oh,
I guess I could get hold of my.
You just crushed us. You just crushed us. The answer is they should do that for you. Then, most definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that something about the annuity or about what was the O for?
You mean the O?
Because
I'll tell you what the O is about.
You have a retirement account in an annuity.
In an annuity. People sell these to all kinds of unsuspecting members of the public, but there is no, an annuity costs more money than just a mutual fund, and it serves no useful purpose inside a retirement plan.
Yeah, you're paying for something. You already have tax deferral because it's an IRA. The annuity you're paying in addition for that tax deferral that you already have. I think our friend Jason Zweig once wrote, if an advisor ever recommends you put an IRA in an annuity, terminate the conversation and leave the building right away because there's just no reason to do it.
Advice applies to 401ks and 403bs and any retirement plan. Teachers and healthcare workers often have a bunch of their money in their 403b inside an annuity inside their 403b. And I want to tell all of you insurance people out there, that is corrupt. That is crooked. That is just evil. And you don't tell them how big their fees are going to be. You don't tell them how big your commission is going to be. You're bad people when you do that. Bad, bad people.
And
stop
how costly it's going to be to somebody over a 20, 25-year period.
I just hate it. Never, ever buy an annuity inside any kind of qualified retirement plan. And if somebody tries to sell them to you, as Jason Zweig said, run away.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Download the advisor interview form and find out if your advisor's a fiduciary at talkingrealmoney.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I'm your insurance agent, and I would like you to buy an annuity inside your IRA. And I'm not going to tell you that it costs a lot more than just buying mutual funds in your IRA and that there is no actual benefit to doing this, but buy it anyway, please. Oh, jeez.
That's horrible. 855-935-TALK is our phone number if you call and ask a question or you just tell us about your retirement. I thought the question we have from...
We had a couple of those.
Don and Marty, both terrific. I mean, they're occupied. They're doing terrific things. By the way, if you took the advice of a lot of people towards the end of the year, or if you're just a market timer, well, if you're a market timer, this is your time to sell. You got I'm serious because I just looked this up. A portfolio 100% in stocks, 100% in a globally diversified stock portfolio, year to date, 5.5% return. You lock in your gain for the year. And you don't have to worry the rest of the year.
You don't have to think at all.
U.S., but the S&P 500 has made about 3.5%. Here's the really great news, because we tell you to own these stocks. Small and value companies have made you more this year. Small and value up 7.8%.
Are we talking about 2019 again?
Lock in your gains. Get out of this market. This is insane.
How many days are we?
I'm kidding. Don't
12.
Do that. But if you're a timer,
Before we go back to the phones.
Not 12 trading days either, by the way, but go ahead.
I know. Yeah. Before we go back to the phone, I have to ask a question.
Please.
I know, but it wasn't me who put this up on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
Tune in to Talking
Real Money
today at noon.
I have it right in
front of me. Tom is going to talk about Bigfoot. What?
Chewbacca.
It says Bigfoot.
I know. That apparently lost in translation. Okay, very quick before we go back to the phones. The headline is, it's no wonder 1 in 3 Americans believe they have a better chance of learning the mythical creature Chewbacca is real than retiring comfortably, given the current dearth of savings and retirement planning. All right, I did it.
You know that Chewbacca is a fictional character in a movie, and Bigfoot is
a fictional character
in life.
Okay, yeah, come on. I was going to, that was not going to
happen. Isn't the Pacific Northwest the land of Sasquatch?
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time in the woods, and I've seen some strange things, but not Chewbacca or Bigfoot, either one.
Generally, it involves human beings, too.
Probably.
855-935-TALK is the number. Get a book, get advice, get help. Get a chance to talk about things that are important to you and involve money. And Marcia? Marcia's next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, I am Marcia. And I am from the Pacific Northwest, and I have never seen Bigfoot.
Have you seen Chewbacca, though?
No.
Thank you for confirming that. I really appreciate it greatly. You never know how much. Because Don's, if I say black, he's going to say white. So that's very nice of you to help me out. How can we help you today, ma'am?
Well, I just have one really quick question. And I have a lot of them, but this is just one that I'd like to have an answer to, because I've wondered about it for a long time. I am turning 70 here in March, and I have not taken any Social Security, and because mainly I wanted to wait, but my husband works for the railroad, and so when he
does he work the railroad all the live long day?
No one has ever 30. Okay, she didn't. Thankfully, she didn't pay attention to that. Go ahead.
Okay.
All the live long days.
Yeah. So anyway, he had a stroke, and he was forced to retire early. But he got a disability. So when I turned 65, I could get under his. You know, I get Social Security, or not Social Security, but railroad retirement through him. So I was wondering, my mother had, my dad was a railroader too, and she got Social Security and railroad retirement.
Yeah, you get both. Yeah, there's no question.
Really?
Yes.
I have always heard that you cannot do that. But then I knew my mother did, and I've asked other tax people, and they go, oh, no, you can't do that. So,
what, the railroad is run by the U.S. government or something, or there's an offset of some kind? I've never heard that before, so I could be wrong, of course, but I am not aware.
Well, wait, hold on. Looking it up. Hold on a minute. There is something wacky here. And
they must have some sort of offset in the railroad retirement. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm looking. This is not a subject that has... I have been giving financial advice on the radio for 30 years. No one has ever asked about railroad retirement and Social Security. And this is from the... I'm looking it up on the Social Security website. It's a separate retirement program for railroad workers. It is a federal program.
Wow. Okay.
And no, they are right. You cannot make less than the railroad.
You get one or the other.
You get whichever is greater, Social Security or the railroad pension.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say, and I didn't want to have to go there, Marcia, but I think you've been railroaded.
Oh, gee, that was worse than mine.
That was worse than yours. I'll admit it, at least.
That was worse.
Oh, my God, you guys are funny.
So, yeah, no, your accountants and all are right.
Yep,
it is
wrong.
A federal program, and you get one or the other.
Yeah, whichever's bigger.
Whatever's bigger. Thanks for the call, Marcia. You're a joy. Thanks for being there. 855-935-TALK's the number, and Nancy's next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, Nancy.
Hi. I just heard you. You're speaking about not taking an annuity, and I have one through Fidelity.
Is it in a retirement plan?
Pardon me?
Is it inside an IRA?
I'm not sure of that.
Where did the money originate?
I turned over all my IRA money to, or my 403B to Fidelity, and I put half of it in Mass Mutual that they recommended.
What?
What?
Wait a minute. So Fidelity
sold you
annuities?
Somebody at Fidelity sold you annuities? A person?
Yes.
A human being at Fidelity?
Yes.
Talk about somebody who should be railroaded.
Anyway, I have it now, so it's been doing fine for me. It offers me a little bit of money extra on top of my Social Security every month. But my main question is, I have to take out MDRs now. I have been. And I'm wondering what I can do with that money, since I really don't need it to live on right now.
Anything you would like, ma'am. Anything you could
take it and buy a mutual fund with it. I would not give it back to the same idiot at Fidelity who put it in an annuity, because they'll probably just put it in another annuity.
But once you take it out,
you can do pretty much anything. You can go to Vanguard.
you paid the taxes, you go to Vanguard, you can put it in a variety of index funds, depending on how much risk you want to take, how much volatility you can stand. And that's probably where I would end up going, because apparently Fidelity guys give terrible advice in this case.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Do you know what your investment risk tolerance is? Take our free no-obligation risk quiz at TalkingRealMoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
855-935-TALK's our number. 855-935-8255. Call us. Ask a question or make a comment about retirement, and you'll get the book, Financial Physics, free. That's a lot of F words.
And you should be signing up, too, for Retire Meet, which is coming up Saturday, February 16th. Early bird tickets still available. And if you don't understand money, investing, retirement, all of the
things
go around Social Security, it's all one day. It's a terrific event. It's relatively inexpensive.
And
it's
I love the lunch.
I know you, you're stuck on that lunch.
No, the lunch, it is such a great lunch.
It better
actually
be good this year. Imagine if it's bad this year, you're going to be in big trouble.
Maidenbauer does not serve your typical hotel lunch.
No, that's really
hotels,
I don't know, yeah, they don't. Yeah, you're right.
It's a great classy sandwich and lots of stuff in the box. It's fun. It's like a treasure hunt.
Housing options, travel, retirement transitions. We got all kinds of great speakers, so all go to retiremeet.com. Thank you.
Yeah, do that. Right. I'm going to the phones.
Okay.
855-935-TALK's the number. Kate, you're next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to talk a little bit about things to do in retirement, because I hear people saying all the time that they're bored. I have a neighbor who retired 2 years ago. He sits and watches TV all day, every day, and then he talks about how bored he is. So I just wanted to say, for one thing, for the gentleman who called earlier with the financial background, he should contact local libraries and local school districts. Someone like him would be wonderful to talk to students in high school to give them some information about how to manage the finances.
That is a great idea, and they're a captive audience. They're locked in the classroom.
Can't get out. Yeah,
they can't
absolutely
run.
Absolutely, and they need that information so desperately.
And you know, also, when you said that, something else occurred to me too, Kate, and that is SCORE.
Yeah, SCORE
which
would
is
be great,
a
yeah.
SCORE is a volunteer organization that helps small businesses financially, and his accounting background would be very valuable there.
She had one more idea. Go ahead.
What's your other idea?
Absolutely. Well, also volunteerism. I don't hear people in retirement talk about it very much, but you can do it officially with a company or an organization. Or you can do it unofficially. You can just look around. You know, you have a neighbor, an elderly neighbor who's having trouble, you know, keeping up his yard or something. Single moms would, most single moms would love to have a grandparent type figure who would come and just, you know, even spend a little bit of time in the family or do things with the kids. If you have special skills, you could do tutoring. If you play an musical instrument, most single-parent families can't afford music lessons for their kids. What a wonderful thing to teach some children to play an instrument. There are senior centers, nursing homes can always use volunteers. So please, you know, if you're retiring, think about volunteering.
I love it. Those are all terrific ideas.
I think that's brilliant. Yeah. Great advice, and I think you're dead on.
You should have a list, by the way, before you retire. This is Larry Swedro's new book talks about this. Have a list of the things that you think would engage you. That's why, I think I mentioned I want to do something with the Museum of Flight because I have an interest in aviation. You should have a list, not just the big list of I want to go to Machu Picchu, but the daily list. I think Kate is right on to have those. Those are the things I could do to be engaged. Terrific ideas.
And I got to tell you, for Don, Don who was the accountant? Yeah,
yes.
It was Don.
Yep.
SCORE is a wonderful
it is.
501c3 charitable organization with they've got thousands and thousands of volunteers, and mainly they're people with great business experience or tax and financial experience, and they help people start small businesses.
People have ideas a lot of times, but they haven't really thought
but
through
they don't
the
know how to make
plan.
It work.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And these are people who help them put that sound business plan in place. Talk about some of the tax ramifications, the financial problems that you might face. Good ideas all.
Yeah,
good ideas
terrific.
All. 855-935-TALK. That is our telephone number here on Talking Real Money. You can come and talk to us about, guess what? Real money
issues in your life. And we talk about almost everything, although with a little emphasis on investing, because that's the place where there's such bad.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Would you like to talk to a real investment advisor for free? Set up an appointment at TalkingRealMoney.com.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
It's the only show you need to know to talk about your dough on the radio. Talking Real Money. I'm Don McDonald along with Thomas Seacock over there at the other side of the connection.
Not as long as it's not the other side of the wall, I'm okay. So
yeah.
Thank you for that.
Maybe we could build a really nice wall, a high-end wall. That's what I thought Trump was going to do. He was going to do like a luxury wall.
And then put a big Trump on it, branded
like
or
hotel
something?
Rooms with hotel rooms
in it. Yeah, okay. So, a lot of people want to buy rent that out. Sure, that makes
little
sense.
Little desert resort, nice walkway on top.
There's the Rio Grande. You're never going to get to the other side of that, but it sure looks good, doesn't it? Yeah.
A lovely shrubbery.
Maybe two.
Two level effect.
Yeah, very good.
855-935-TALK. Can you tell we grew up in the 70s? 855-935-8255. Watching lots
it's
of Monty Python.
It's now available on Netflix, too, by the way.
I know. I love Monty Python. I do.
Yeah.
I still do. Mm-hmm. You know, they haven't aged a bit in my mind, even though they're like crotchety old guys are dead.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah. Well, only one of the real main guys is dead, but the rest of them live on.
They're all pretty close. They're all pretty close.
Okay, fair enough.
Death is next. Next stop for all of us. All right,
855-935.
Not quite dead. I'm feeling much better. 855-935-TALK. Kathy, you're next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi, what's up?
I'm a retired school district employee. I've been retired for like a year and a half. So right now I live on my pensions and my Social Security, which is just enough, just fine. My question is, when I was working, the pension plan that I was on, we were able to invest money in what was called a self-directed account. Have you heard of that?
Okay. I have. Okay. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so now I have this money sitting in a self-directed account. I own two condominiums that are rentals, so they're rented. Would it be a good move for me to take part of that self-directed money and pay off the mortgage? Because they both have mortgages, but to pay off like one of the mortgages on one of those condominium.
Okay, what's the interest rate on the mortgage?
On the mortgages, yeah.
Oh, they're small. I have, refinanced them, so they're, I'm going to say, like, right around 4%.
Yeah, and how long are you going to, are these condominiums are something that you like to own because they're providing you income?
They're not really providing me income. They are rented, and I do have the rents cover the mortgages.
But not a lot more.
And the homeowner's dues and all of that. I'm ahead maybe $100 a month.
Can I ask why you own them then?
Well, one of them I used to live in.
Yeah.
Right, but why do you still own it?
Our recommendation
I don't have a good answer to that question.
Right.
You know what? My advice, just based on what you've told me, and that's without getting deeply into your situation, but if they're not turning a positive cash flow, I'd sell them. Condos have generally been some of the worst investments in the world. Condos have been terrible investments.
Situation with a condominium, especially after the crisis in 2008, 2009, where you can't even get financing to buy them. I mean, you have to do all cash deals.
And then you get those wonderful surprises called special assessments.
I don't even want to go there because we just got one of those on our condo that's outrageous, if you ask me.
Why don't you sell it?
Oh, yeah. I paid off the $33,000.
Yeah, this this
so
has,
I know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Very familiar ring to our household, Kathy, because if you ask my wife, why don't we sell it? She says, because I used to live there.
From a financial perspective,
owning those seems to make no sense. From a financial perspective, paying off those mortgages makes even less sense.
And taking liquid money that you've saved.
Right.
By the way, when
and
you take that out, when you take that out, you're going to pay tax on it, and then you're going to pay off something where you don't have liquidity. No, I would not do that. I think that'd be a poor financial move.
Right. Now, lifestyle issues are totally different. We tend to focus on the financial sense of decisions. And in this case, owning condos, except as a lifestyle decision, is generally a bad decision. They have rarely made money for anybody, except in very special circumstances. The risks are very high. The liquidity is terrible. You can do better elsewhere. You can probably make a lot more money elsewhere, etc.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Tom and I believe in helping everybody become a better investor. That's why we offer lots of free knowledge at talkingrealmoney.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Only because it's really, really important. And you can call us. As a matter of fact, you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can get your questions answered on the podcast or the rest of the time at 855-935-TALK. And you should be listening to the podcast. We now have a podcast every weekday in addition to turning these two shows into podcasts.
The people that really miss us, you can hear us every single day now.
I used to have people listen to me 6 days a week.
I know. Okay, fair enough. There you go. All right.
It's a fun podcast, and it's only 10 or 12 minutes long.
Yeah, that's true. It's got one call, little advice. Yeah, it's good. It's quick. I agree.
I'm going to suck out.
Okay.
Suck up your
All right.
Day.
Fair enough.
Jack, you're up next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, Jack, how
hey,
can we
Tom
help you?
Hey, Tom and Don.
Hey,
can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yep.
How can we help you, sir?
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to provide a little information that kind of relates, I think, to an earlier caller from 15 minutes ago or so, Nancy, about the railroad retirement.
Yes.
And you guys looked up and said that she would get the higher of that or Social Security. And I just wanted to share that possibly when she said her parents got both, or at least one of them did, my father was a retired lieutenant colonel from World War II and Korean War. And he died in 93. And towards the end, I was doing his checkbook and stuff. And what I learned was he got a 20-year Air Force retirement when he retired at 40-something. Then he worked for the federal government, the civil service, for about 10 years, and he retired from that. Excuse me. And when he got retirement, he got a 30-year civil service retirement. So he got credit for his Air Force time. Then he worked for Boeing for a number of years, and then when he retired at about 70, he got Social Security. He got Social Security credit for his entire lifetime. So what happened obviously is he got triple credit for his Air Force service, and it was called triple dipping. I have a younger brother that was actually in
There's
the Air Force.
That
he was telling me all about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I, because in the early 90s when I was doing his checkbook, he was taking home $60,000 a year. I couldn't believe it. But anyway, this probably was the case with that railroad federal retirement, is at the time you got both. But that was phased out, of course, and so as all the old recipients of those double and triple dippers died, the younger generation don't get that. So you retire from the Air Force, as far as I know,
you still get
if it's active duty, you get your retirement, but your Social Security service only starts when you start working. That's my understanding.
I want to make sure she's not
hallucinating that her parents got double.
Okay, no, I think I want to make sure I understood what you were saying there. I think when you're in the Air Force, you're still getting credit for Social Security.
I don't believe that's the case anymore, according to my brother, who lasted about 14 years. He didn't get a active duty retirement, but he completed his reserve duty service. But he was saying that even if he was active duty retired, you get your Air Force retirement right away, and you have to be a lieutenant colonel these days to last for 20 years, and he got up to major and didn't quite make lieutenant colonel because he wasn't a pilot. But anyway, he was telling me that
you don't get both
military service credit for Social Security. I could be wrong, but that's what he's telling me.
Hmm.
So my father got triple credit. He got Social Security credit. He got Civil Service credit for his Air Force service. Yeah. And he was getting Air Force retirement because he was active duty. So he literally was called a triple dipper.
Yeah, right. Well, my dad was Air Force, too. And I think he was getting, I believe he was getting his pension and Social Security. That's why I was questioning. But this
he was probably serious. In the same boat. If okay, I'm there, 60, there, I don't know how old
here's
you are,
the confusion.
But he was in the same plane, by the way, not the same
boat.
Yeah,
let me cut through this confusion.
Please.
There have been multiple programs for veteran for active military and Social Security. There was a long period of time during which active military did not participate in Social Security. Then, from 1957 through 1977, the government gave veterans a credit, $100 credit for every $300 in active duty pay. So they got a partial credit.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, from 78 through 2001, it used to be 300 from 57 to 77. Then they cut it by two-thirds in through 2001. And then in 2001, they took it away entirely. Active duty military don't get any Social Security benefits. They'd have to work civilian to get those credits.
If you joined after 2001 is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, but had you been a member of the military prior to 2001, you would have gotten both.
No. Actually, if you enlisted after September 7th, 1980 and didn't complete at least 24 months of active duty or a full tour, you didn't get the added credits either.
It's not confusing enough.
It's the government. Everything they do is so crystal clear.
Yeah, exactly. And now I believe they've changed the if I remember the end of last year, they changed the retirement system again. For people active duty military. Anyway, we've got one. Try to get to one more call because we got.
Yeah. Ralph before we run out of time. Hey, Ralph, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have a quick question. I'm 84 years old and I have $225,000 certificate of deposit that matures this month. I don't need income at this time. What should I do with that money?
What's the purpose of? Are you going to leave it to others? Are you going to spend it? What are you going to do with it?
Well, I don't know. Depends on what happens. I might need some of it, you know, sometime. Right now, today, I don't need that money.
And
but I don't want to, you know, go out and buy stock in the ABC company and have it go bing-bang on me and I don't have any money left.
Well, I think
that would be a terrible idea.
We never recommend
Bing Bang stocks ever.
Horrible performance. Horrible performance.
Bad. As a matter of fact, we never recommend individual stocks to anyone ever, period.
No,
ever.
The question would be the balance between a stock mutual fund, an index fund, and a stock or a bond mutual fund. But let me ask you one more question. Is this qualified money like an IRA or is just this other money?
No, it's money that I've accumulated over the years. And as I added to it, and, you know, I bought some CDs along the way.
Yep.
And so it's up to $225,000. And I thought, well, I got to do something. Should I buy another CD? I don't know what.
I would balance it then. I would have a lot of the money in a bond fund, like maybe.
Or
laddered CDs. And then maybe half of it in a stock fund that you hope gets some gain and you leave that to others. I mean.
Before you do that, Ralph, I would absolutely encourage you to go take our risk quiz, which is free, no obligation. Nobody's going to bug you. Just go to talkingrealmoney.com and click on the risk quiz word up at the top of the page. Find out what your risk tolerance is before you invest this, because it may be that you can tolerate a lot of risk and maybe that you can't tolerate any at all. So find out first.
And I would use Vanguard's Total World Stock Fund, VTWSX, Vanguard Total
For the stock portion.
World Stock. V is in victory.
VT what?
WSX, Vanguard Total World Stock Index. I would use that fund for the stock part. I love what Don said about laddering CDs. You could probably get two or three of those for the next few years that are maybe paying two and a half. I don't know what a three-year CD. Go to bankrate.com to get the best rates if you really wanted to try to do the very best you could there. Ladder half of that, put the other half in a stock fund. I think it'd be terrific. So,
okay. Thank you very much. I'll do the research.
You're very welcome. Yeah, that risk quiz is really great.
Yeah, it helps.
We did a lot of research on this thing, and we found this packaged product that we bought and offered it to you for free. because it was based on some really incredible academic research into how you get people to divulge their true risk fears. And I think it's a great, helpful tool, and it's no obligation. It's a free tool. It's so easy. Go get it.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
It may not be the sexiest website in the world, but it's your one-stop shop for real money information, talkingrealmoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
And we have our biggest event of the year coming up in February. This is the fifth year for Retire Meet. It is a huge all-day event. We feed you. It's included in your ticket. And I just checked. We've gone beyond 75% sold out, and we have more than a month to go. So I guarantee it's going to sell out. Go get your tickets right now before they're gone. You still get pre-sale pricing discounts at retiremeet.com, retiremeet.com.
That the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately, consistently predict the future. So, past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.